Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning and welcome to Believing Together. My name is Jacob Jarrell. I'm excited to be with you today and share God's word with you as we begin our day. I want to begin with this simple thought. Did you ever notice that we all have someone that we lead spiritually? When I say that, we all have someone when we were kids that we looked up to. I have a few kids, and my second-born son, he just adores his older brother. Now, they fight like cats and dogs, but he really does look up to him, and he wants to be just like him. And I remember when I was in school, I would look up to the kids in junior high and high school, and they were just so cool. And then as I got to be an adult, I mean, the adults that were accomplished and had done things, and I wanted to be like them. And as I'm a little older, I think of the older people in our church, how they're so much more spiritually mature than I am, and that I want to get to where they are. And I realize that there's really not a point where we don't stop leading other people. And it's kind of a scary thought, because we're responsible for those we lead and how we lead them. So how do we lead someone effectively, especially when you feel like, hey, I'm struggling just to do right today and to make it through and to manage my life, and how am I going to lead somebody else, especially if they're trying to watch me? In this passage in Ephesians today we're going to look at, it gives you a letter from Paul, a prayer that he says to the church of Ephesus. And I want to read you in chapter 1, in verse 15, in a few verses. It says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." And the verse I want to look at this morning says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Over the next few days, I'd like to go through this passage, but I want to start today with that God will give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You know, it'd be nice to get wisdom on certain things and to kind of be great. I'd love to learn how to be a great mechanic. I don't have that ability, or other things that I'd love to have wisdom in and understanding. But one that's going to really help those that are coming behind us is that they have wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The first thing we should do today is we look back on those, or look down on those that are following us or coming in our footsteps, is pray that God will give them wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. More than anything, I want my kids to know the Lord, and not just know of him, but to know him personally. When they read their Bible, to understand God's word and apply it to their lives. And today, I think the way that we begin to do that is for us to do the same. Is when we read our Bible, to put it into action and to live that way in front of them, but also ask God that he would give those that are coming behind us that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Because whatever we say and do isn't really going to last a long time. But if they get an understanding of who God is and what he can do in their life, then it'll change their life. And so I want to challenge you with that today. A simple prayer. If you have someone on your mind that maybe you have influence over, that kind of looks up to you, or someone that you pray for, would you add this to your prayer list for today, that God would give them that spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today, and I hope it's a blessing to you, and we'll be back with you soon.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast, and please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.